Once again, we're discussing the dilemma that constantly haunts me these days. Namely, how healthy is a relationship that is based on a lie?
Of course he loves you, Anna.
Lizzie responds to the question I blurted out without thinking. With our first anniversary looming, Carl doesn't seem to be signalling any major move forward in our relationship. But you need to experience the pain of love's disappointments to be able to understand why it leaves a scar on your heart. Lizzie is very happily caught up in a relationship approaching its second anniversary, and she's sporting a gorgeous, bought-with-love engagement ring. Daniel is her first and only love, and he's a keeper.
You two are always together, and Carl dotes on you,
she offers emphatically, unable to understand what ails my fragile heart. When I don't respond, she raises her eyebrows, clearly exasperated with me.
The move to your new house. It wasn't a test. Tell me it wasn't.
Her jaw drops a little in dismay. I hang my head. I'm usually an open book to Lizzie, who has been my best friend since I returned to Dursley after university. The fact that I'd fooled her, too, reflects how much effort I've put into making my recent decisions seem purposeful and empowering. I wanted Carl to see that I, too, had plans for the future, because that was the truth, even if he wasn't entirely sure about where we were going as a couple. Waiting around to see what might happen seemed like treading water, but I knew that deep down I had an ulterior motive. He didn't say a word. It's a great little house, and I love having the extra space, but I really hoped it might make Carl think about what he wants for the future too.
You wanted him to say he'd move in, or hand you a key to his place? Oh, Anna, maybe it's simply too soon for him.
I feel like letting out one long, agonizing scream to diffuse my mounting sense of frustration. Another year of my life has passed, and I really thought this was going somewhere. I hoped that this time it was for real. But as each day passes, I'm simply feeling more and more confused. Carl's lack of interest in discussing our future sucks the joy out of every day we're together. On paper, he's perfect. We're probably the perfect couple. So why do I have this overwhelming feeling that something is wrong? Is this history repeating itself? Or maybe he likes his life the way it is, I remark, trying to avoid eye contact with Lizzie, as I know she has a soft spot for Carl.
Talk to him. Tell him how you feel. I've heard him say he loves you. He does it all the time.
And be on the receiving end of that embarrassed smile, the one that signals you are addressing the elephant in the room? If he hasn't already sensed my growing discomfort about our situation, then he doesn't know me at all. I notice every single time he utters the L word, not for the usual reasons, but because I've never once said it back to him, and he has never once noticed that omission. That's precisely why it worries me.
I'll think about it.
Lizzie is a close enough friend to know that's a firm no.
Look, if this is really still about that guy, Will, then you have a major problem, Anna. You told me he broke your heart, but you aren't still in love with him, are you?
I look at her aghast. No, of course not.
Then aren't you being a little unfair, doubting Carl's intentions?
My shoulders sag, and I can see she isn't going to let me skate over this.
It's time you told me exactly what happened with Will, Anna. How else can I be a good friend and understand what's really going on inside that head of yours?
I gaze down at my half-eaten purple berry with sparkling vanilla frosting cupcake. It's delicious, but my appetite seems to have suddenly disappeared. I look around, and today only half of the tables are occupied, so it's not as if anyone can overhear our conversation. With that, I take a big breath and begin. As you know, Will and I were really close friends all through secondary school. When he told me he, too, had accepted a place at the University of the West of England, I was over the moon. I knew his father wanted him to go to Reading, and with two firm offers I'd assumed he'd bow to family pressure. I could hardly contain my joy, even though we were still only friends at that point. Will, standing up to his father, was a shock, and silently I loved him even more for it.